ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದೌ ಸಹೋದಿತೌ ಗೌಡೋದಯ ಪುಷ್ಪವಂತೌ ಚಿತ್ರೌ ಷಂದೌ ತಮೋನುದೌ ಆಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತ ಭುಜೌ ಕಮಲಾಯತಾಕ್ಷೌ ವಿಶ್ವಂಭರೌ ದ್ವಿಜ ಆಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತ ಭುಜೌ ಕನಕಾವದಾತೌ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನೈಕ ಪಿತರೌ ಕರುಣಾಯತಾಕ್ಷೌ ವಿಶ್ವಂಭರೌ ದ್ವಿಜವರೌ ಯುಗಧರ್ಮಪಾಲೌ ವಂದೇ ಜಿಗತ್ ಪ್ರಿಯಕರೌ ಕರುಣಾವತಾರ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಅಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಇಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಗೌಡಿಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್, ದ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಟರ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ರಾಮ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು. As I was in the afternoon trying to read and do some reference work, I noticed a small ant going on my Chaitanya Charitamrita book. And I was thinking, does this ant realize the content of this book? He's traveling on the words, transcendental words. The book was open and he was going around. And then I said, forget about understanding the content. Does he at least realize he's walking on a holy scripture? It must be looking like a striped football ground for him. So similarly, sitting on this Vyasasana and trying to speak about the glories of Lord Nityananda, I feel like that ant. Forget about the contents of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. We don't even know the power or the potency of what we are doing, what we are speaking, or what we are following. However, as a sadhaka, as a sadhana, we are told to observe the festivals with great enthusiasm and speak with great enthusiasm and just glorify with great enthusiasm. And hopefully, one day we will get some understanding, a drop of the ocean of the glories of who they are and what they are offering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if any of you have not developing taste for the holy name, if any of you are not developing taste for devotional service, there is a secret. And that is, on the holy days, Nityananda Trayodashi, Chaitanya Gaur Purnima, Narsingha Chaturdashi, Krishna Janmashtami, etc. All these wonderful auspicious, Rama Navami. On all these auspicious days, on the holy days, when the mercy of these great personalities is fully manifest, the holy day is non-different, a deity form of mercy of those personalities, one should go to the holy place. Ideally to Ekachakra on this auspicious day. Can't go to Ekachakra, at least where the Lord is manifest. And as Prabhupada said, my temples are in Vaikuntha. So on holy days, one should try to come to a holy place. And after coming there, in the association of holy men, the Vaishnavas, who have a taste, who have faith in devotional service and in the holy name and in the Lord, chant the holy name and hear the holy pastimes of the Lord with great reverence and faith. So just based on that, on holy days, come to a holy place, and in the association of holy men, hear the holy name and the holy pastimes of the Lord. Because of quadruple holiness, so much of holy atmosphere, holy men, holy name, holy pastimes, something will touch our heart and some taste will develop, hopefully. Some understanding will come someday. Ekbar dekhle chakhe jal, ekbar dekhle chakhe jal, gaur bole nitai den sakala samha. And Nityananda Prabhu sees that this person is foolishly unintelligent person, but some sincerity is there. He's coming all the way on this day and trying to associate and hear my glories. Ekbar dekhle chakhe jal. If he sees a little tear in our eyes, of course, this tear should not come from the eyes. That anyone can bring with little practice. But it should actually come from the heart, which may not be visible. Not necessarily, but from the heart. Then, Gaur bole nitai den sakala sambhal. He'll take care of everything. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. I'll do the needful. And he will enthuse us with his madness. A drop of his madness. So based on that, I will try to speak something. That on holy days, we have come to a holy place. And in the association of all of you holy people, I will try to speak some holy words. Try to repeat whatever little we have heard. Today, briefly, we will try to discuss two things. The identity of Lord Nityananda and the function and the teachings of Lord Nityananda. What is the identity of Lord Nityananda? How do we know who is Nityananda? I remember one time for Radhashtami, I was preparing. I was trying to get some lectures of Prabhupada, and I got hold of one lecture of Prabhupada. Radhashtami lecture. I put it on, and as I was listening, first few minutes, Srila Prabhupada was speaking the glories of Krishna. How Krishna is great. How Krishna is absolutely transcendental. The greatness of Krishna. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. Generally, Prabhupada gives short classes. I said, 30 minutes and still he is speaking about Krishna. Maybe I got a wrong cassette. I picked up the cassette and looked at the title. Is it Janmashtami or Radhashtami? It says actually Radhashtami. I continue to hear. And after glorifying Lord Krishna for so many long ways, lastly he said, and this Krishna is attracted by Srimati Radharani. Just know her glory. Who's absolutely transcendental? Who's not absorbed in these kind of cheap things of this material world? He's attracted by Srimati Madan Mohan Mohini. Just see how Radharani is great. That was the conclusion. So, celebrating someone's appearance day, we have to know the identity. Who is this personality whose appearance day we are celebrating? Because if we don't know his glory, how do we know what to expect or what to ask from him? How to approach him? How to please him? How to satisfy him? How to perfect our lives? Therefore, first and foremost, we have to actually understand who this personality is. Mahajano yena gata sapantha. If you want to actually understand who Lord Nityananda is, we have to follow in the footsteps of Mahajan. Brajendra Nandana jai sachusuto hoilo sei balarama hoilo nitai. The Acharya says that he is none other than Balaram. And who is this Balaram? That is very beautifully described by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. One beautiful verse. One of the most descriptive, very comprehensive glorification of Lord Nityananda. He says, we were discussing also this morning, Sankarshana karanato yashai
गर्भो दशाई च पयोधिशाई शेषस्य यस्याम शकलास नित्या नंदाख्य रामं शरणं ममास्तु.
हु इज दिस लॉर्ड नित्यानंद? संकर्षण कारण कारणोदकशाही विष्णु, गर्भोदकशाही विष्णु, क्षीरोदकशाही विष्णु एंड शेष आर दी एक्सपेंशन और दी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ दी एक्सपेंशन और दी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ दी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ एक्सपेंशन ऑफ दिस पर्सनैलिटी नित्यानंद. टू दैट नित्यानंद आई ऑफर माई ओबेसेंसेस. दिस इज द पर्सनैलिटी. This world is so tiny in comparison to this creation. But this whole creation is insignificant. 1/4 of the energy of the Lord in comparison 3/4 of the spiritual world, paravyoma. And in that paravyoma, on the supreme most, there are so many millions of innumerable numbers of Vaikuntha lokas, spiritual world, the kingdom of God. And the topmost of all, the original source of everything, and that is Krishna Loka. And in Krishna Loka, there are three sections. There is Gokula or Vrindavan, there is Mathura, and there is Dwarka also. And there, the Lord Krishna exhibits or stays with his four expansions, three more expansions. Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. So Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. Actually, Balaram is absolutely non-different from Krishna except for his bodily features and color. Otherwise, it's just the same. As it is said, Krishna is like a dark rain cloud and Balaram is just like a fair white autumn cloud. That is the only difference. So Balaram is the Moola Sankarshan, original Sankarshan. Sankarshan means attracting deity. And the difference is not only in the bodily color but in the mood. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer and Balaram is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. He wants to serve the Lord. And he creates wonderful facilities for the enjoyment of the Lord. And therefore he expands himself. Sankarshan, Moola Sankarshan, expands as Mahasankarshan. And in one of the Vaikuntha planets he resides. And all the Vaikuntha planets expand from him. And all the Narayana form, everything comes from him. In the Vaikuntha planets. In the spiritual world. Then, one of the expansion of the expansion of Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan, is the Karanodakashayi Vishnu or Mahavishnu, who lies down in the causal ocean of this material Mahatattva. And then he breathes out, Yasyaika Nishvasita Kala Mathavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanna Vishnur Mahan Sa Ihayasya Kala Visheshu. That Vishnu Mahavishnu is simply expansion of the expansion of Nityananda. And he breathes out, millions of universes come. And in each universe, Mahavishnu again expands as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, from whose navel a lotus comes and all the 14 planetary systems lie there. And then above that is the Shweta Dvipa, a Vaikuntha planet within each universe, where the Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, who expands as Paramatma within the heart of every living entity, and all the incarnations come from him, all these three Vishnus. All these are simply meant for one purpose, for creating and sustaining everything for the enjoyment of the Lord. And then Shesha expansion, Anant Shesh. Shesha expansion is simply meant to assist the Lord in so many wonderful activities. The same Nityananda or Balaram expands in the form of Shesha as the residence of the Lord, as the couch or the bed of the Lord, as the pillow of the Lord, as the slippers of the Lord, as the umbrella of the Lord, as his garments. Practically all expansions just to assist the Lord and serve him. This is that personality, Lord Nityananda, who is serving in all these wonderful ways. So, he looks like an ordinary, seems like an ordinary person. But this is his power. Just think and everything manifests. That's his power. We find to create one little building and to maintain that is a big problem. Such a big thing. We all know that. He creates universes, he creates the whole material creation just by his will. That's his power. Then, what is his function that he does? The same Balaram is non-different from Nityananda. Balaram, as it was mentioned this morning, Balaram is, as Krishna, when he comes, he tastes in the Madhurya Ras. He comes to taste. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he's in the Audharya mood. More in the mood of not only tasting, but distributing it. And when Nityananda wants, taking understanding the spirit of the Lord, wants to distribute, he goes mad. He goes mad. And a madman does not properly discriminate. Whom he gives mercy to, he does not give mercy. So maddened that anyone and anyone, patra, patra, dekhe, na dekhe, sthana, sthan, just sees that anyone, everyone. So that's a special qualification that we have today. That an intoxicated man is standing and ready to give, we can take advantage. So what is the function? One is assisting the Lord in his beautiful pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And because he took sannyas, he was restricted in certain ways. He couldn't go in some places. He couldn't meet. Like for example, he did not want to meet Maharaj Pratap Rudra because he wanted to set a standard example of a sannyasi. He had to take sannyas because people were disrespecting him. They were misunderstanding him. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Nityananda aside and told him actually, revealed his heart. He said, why I want to take sannyas? Because these people, I have come to deliver them, but they are going to go to hell. Because they are trying to beat me up. One day Mahaprabhu was in a mood of Radharani, and he started chanting Gopi, Gopi. So one Brahmana came and said, you should not chant Gopi's name, you should chant Krishna's name. She, scripture says you should chant Krishna's name. That delivers you from all sin. Mahaprabhu, in that same mood, got mad. He says, who is that? What is that Krishna? He's such a cheat. He's such a debauchee. In that mood of Srimati Radhani, he started chastising. And he got shocked. So what is this person saying? And he tried to again preach to him. So Mahaprabhu got so angry, took a stick and started chasing him in the same mood. And that fellow ran and for his life and went and told all the Brahmana friends. He says, this is what C. Nimai Pandit is saying. And they all said, okay, we'll plan to beat him up tomorrow. Mahaprabhu said, if this is it, then they're going to go to hell. I have come to deliver them. This is what is going to happen. The only way for them to get relieved for all these offenses is to respect me and offer their obeisances. Therefore, I have to take sannyas. Because as a sannyasi, they will respect me. So he took sannyas. And he was restricted. He couldn't approach any and everyone. He couldn't go to any and every place. as an ideal sannyasi. And therefore, Nityananda Prabhu, as an avadhut sannyasi. That's one of the reasons why he can be easily misunderstood also. Nityananda Prabhu, as an absolutely intoxicated avadhut, he never cared. He would go anywhere, do anything, preach to anyone, in any way he pleased. Whatever was suitable, the best way to actually give this mercy. Nityananda Prabhu actually understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, one time after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu was coming towards Jagannath Puri because his mother said, please stay in Puri because they are like two rooms of the same house, Navadvip and Jagannath Puri. At least I'll get some information of yours. So he was traveling, and while traveling, they came to and Kamalapur. There's a place called Kamalapur, very 6 miles near Jagannath Puri. It's a beautiful place. There is a Bhargi Nadi. And there, Mahaprabhu took bath and handed his danda to Nityananda Prabhu. And he said, you just keep it. And then he took bath, and then he went to, say, Kapoteshwar Mahadev. And after that, he offered obeisances to the flag, Jagannath Temple's chakra on top. And seeing the chakra, he got mad. And he ran, actually, literally was running with full speed. He was feeling that 6 miles was like 6,000 miles. Yugayitam Mimeshena. That is about time, but that applies to space also. When you are madly wanting something, even one step seems like 1 million steps. How far I have to go? So he was running. and then at Atara Nala came to his external consciousness. And he said, where is my danda? By the time Nityananda Prabhu had broken that danda into three and thrown it in that Bhargi River. He said, where is my danda? He said, you were in ecstasy. I tried to catch you. You fell on me. Both of us fell on the danda. And it broke at three places. And therefore, I just threw it. Mahaprabhu externally got very angry. Because Yadyadacharati Sreshastata Devyata Rojana. He wanted to set a good example. Kutichak, Bahudhak, Hamsa and Paramahamsa. There are four stages of sannyas. And unless one comes to Paramahamsa stage, one should not give up that sannyas rod. Nityananda Prabhu said, what Paramahamsa? He's super Paramahamsa. Krishna is super Paramahamsa. Why should he carry this stick? Just threw it. Just broke it. But also, he couldn't see him a renounced order. He says, a supreme enjoyer. Why should he carry this danda? Threw it. But externally, Mahaprabhu exhibited his anger. But he understood. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Nityananda Prabhu not to come to Jagannath Puri 1 year. Stay in Bengal itself. But he came. Externally, Mahaprabhu was angry. But internally, he was actually pleased. Similarly, the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. Actually, Nityananda Trayodashi is not complete if we do not discuss something at least these two names are not mentioned. That means we have not understood Nityananda Prabhu. You cannot talk of Narsingadev without talking of Prahlad Maharaj. You can't talk of Nityananda Prabhu. You can't understand Nityananda Prabhu without talking about these two most transcendental personalities. Jagai and Madhai. Why? Why? Why should we always discuss this beautiful pastime of Jagai and Madhai? Generally, as drama, we do sometime and they're seen as a very... You know, all our propensities come out. That is a nice way to relieve in front of the audience our concealed propensities. But actually, the pastime of Jagai and Madhai forms a very cardinal part of Nityananda Prabhu's or Mahaprabhu's Leela, because it shows the supreme most mercy. As this morning in the Bhagavatam class we were discussing, that how Govind Prabhu made a very nice point, 2-3 nice points about how the highest thing, very valuable thing is generally less in quantity. Very, very costly items are very rare, very less in quantity. That's why they are very costly. But Nityananda Prabhu is giving that Krishna Prem, Anarpita Charinchirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Subhakti Shriyam. Anarpita, it was never given before like that. Only to liberate, even for liberated souls, it was not available. Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi Devi, Anant Dev, even they find it very difficult to understand or get this Krishna Prem. Only very, very rare liberated soul can understand this. But that was given freely to everyone. And without seeing qualification. Generally, if you have qualification, then they give. But they not only give you the product, but also the qualification. Just chant Hare Krishna and you will get the qualification to receive it. That's the power. So, the highest cream of, or the topmost part of that activity is the deliverance of Jagai Madai. All of you know the deliverance of Jagai and Madai, how they were so sinful, so degraded. Nobody, at least here in this world, even here at 500 years later, can claim themselves to be as sinful in terms of the activities that was performed by Jagai and Madai. But one very interesting thing that happened, actually after delivering, and the deliverance was caused only because of Nityananda Prabhu. Otherwise Mahaprabhu was ready to kill them. But only because of Nityananda Prabhu, Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda, because he never gets angry. If he got angry, if Balaram gets angry, we know what he does. One plow and Hastinapur was pulled actually. Along with the all foundations and the whole thing. I wanted to put it in the Yamuna. Balaram gets angry. He is Bala. He is a supreme strength. He takes pleasure in exhibiting the strength. And if he wanted to exhibit his super strength to Jagai and Madai, what would have been the hope? He got angry also. Sometimes anyone does any little thing which is against the etiquette, Balaram cannot tolerate it. Like Romaharshan Sutta. He just finished it off. Finished him off. But in this incarnation, he kept his anger in Golok Vrindavan itself before coming down. So nothing doing. Absolutely not. Anything. Whatever may happen. Akarodha Paramananda Nityanandara. So after their deliverance, Mahaprabhu actually takes, he says, no more, none of you should ever criticize Jagai and Madai, even for their past sinful activities. Because I personally have taken all their sinful reactions. And Mahaprabhu shows, he becomes his Gauranga, his golden, molten gold color. But Taptakanchana Gaurangi, Radharani's bodily effulgence he has. But he became black, jet black. Advaita Acharya made fun. Now you are looking like Krishna Chandra. From Srimati Radharani's color, now you have come to Krishna's color. And then he said, all of them chant the holy name, and all this sinful reaction. Gradually he regained his origin. He says, I have taken away all the sinful reactions. That means Jagai and Madai were 100% not only pure souls, liberated souls, but they were drowning in the ocean of Krishna Prem. That was their qualification. But still, after some time, during that time, Jagai and Madai started offering prayers to Lord Nityananda and to Lord Chaitanya. Amazing, empowered by Saraswati, they were glorifying with such wonderful, beautiful words the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They say, some of the points are very interesting. They say, my Lord, in the scriptures, there are so many mentions about how all your incarnations are specifically known for delivering sinful people. But after this incident, the saving of us, the deliverance of two of us, will diminish all the previous glories. Everything will seem insignificant. If anyone actually understands what happened, what was the previous state of Jagai and Madai, and what was the later state, and if they compare the difference, then they will realize that all other glories in all other scriptures about all other deliverances of all other sinful people, the most sinful people, will just diminish in its glory when compared to if they realize what has happened, the two of us. If you compare the difference, pre-deliverance, post-deliverance, if you compare. They say, generally people again and again and again, even from Srimad Bhagavatam, speak about the deliverance of Ajamil, isn't it? Story of Ajamil. Yesterday, Samanand Prabhu, who is translating his sixth canto now, he was telling that one word in the verse says, as an example, is quoted. It's not as an example. It is in the plural, that many, many people, often since time immemorial, have quoted the example of Ajamil to show the power of Krishna's delivering the sinful people. Ajamil was so sinful and he was delivered by just one name of Narayan at the end, and that too addressed to his son. That verse is very famous. Ajamilopi agadhama kim punar shuddhaya grinan. What is the beginning of that verse? Something. Ajamilopi agadhama kim punar shuddhaya grinan. A person like Ajamil, who was addressing his son, first of all, a person like Ajamil, so sinful, and who was addressing his son and not actually Lord Narayan. And that too only at the time. Mriyamano hararnama grinan putropacharitam ajamilopi agadhama kim punar shraddhaya grinan. Mriyamano. First of all, he chanted at the time of death. Not that every day he was chanting 16 rounds after he met the prostitute. He may be chanting few rounds of his son, and that too after 80 years when he got the last son. So Mriyamano helplessly chanted only at the time of death, and Grinan Putropacharitam, referring to his son, and Ajamilopi, such a sinful person, chanted. What to speak of somebody chants with love. But Jagai and Madai are telling, oh my Lord, people generally hear about Ajamil, quote about Ajamil, but even the story of Ajamil will be overshadowed by our deliverance. The story of our deliverance. Why? They say, Ajamil chanted your name, but we did not chant. Forget about chanting the name. I took the pot and hit the greatest of your dearmost servants. I didn't chant the holy name. We were only harassing all the devotees, harassing all the people, and we beat up the most dearest personality to your heart, Nityananda Prabhu. And in result, we got delivered. We never chanted Narayan, Narayan. We never did that. And then they say, Ajamila chanted Narayan. And because he chanted Narayan, what was the result? Immediately, he saw four Vishnu Dutas coming. Four very wonderful associates of the Lord coming. We never chanted the Lord's name. We only beat up your intimate associate. What was the result? We saw you. We saw your Sudarshan Chakra, your weapon. We saw all your associates. We saw the whole entourage. For beating up, we got this was the result. So it overshadows even Ajamils. Jagai Madai. Deliverance of Jagai and Madai. And then, you may say that as Krishna, you delivered Kamsa. Kamsa was such a demoniac person. Kamsa was liberated despite being envious. Kamsa was throughout his life, even till the end of his life, he was envious, but he got liberated because he was killed personally by the Lord. But Kamsa was envious of you, and therefore, always out of fear, he remembered you. That was his qualification. Even though it was not favorable, but still he was remembering you. As they say, fire, whether you touch in any way as an intelligent person or a foolish person, whoever touches the fire acts. At least he remembered you throughout and intensely remembered you. And he still couldn't be freed from the sin of being envious. Therefore, he only got liberation. And he was finished with his whole family. He was destroyed personally by the Lord. And we are still alive. You did not do any surgery for us. You did a special surgery. You did not kill us. We deserve to be killed. The way we had acted, we should have been killed millions of times. In fact, we were so sinful that all these devotees in Navadvip, even if they touched our shadow, they would run and with their clothes on, they would jump in the Ganga for getting purified. And now, they come and they don't hesitate to come and embrace us. We are still alive. And therefore, now my Lord, you can't hide your glories. You can't cheat anyone anymore. Everyone will come to know about your glories. Unfortunately, you have done this. Now you can't hide anywhere. Now you can't deceive us. Gajendra offered, Jagai and Madai are saying this. They became fully Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Janayati as vairagyam jnanam chayad ahaitukam. That was such bhakti they got. Vairagya actually both became first class brahmacharis. Madhai became first class celibate after that. So vairagyam and jnanam. They are quoting all scriptures. Shastrically proving their point to Mahaprabhu. Gajendra offered prayers and surrendered. And therefore he got delivered. Putana, Agha, Baka, etc. were envious and they were killed by you and they attained the transcendental goal, but they were actually killed by you. And only Vedas, the Vedic scriptures, saw their getting the destination. No one else saw. But we are still living examples. It's not that scriptures say that they went to the spiritual world. Kisne dekha hai? But no, they could actually see the result of Jagai and Madai. The whole world sees the miracle you performed on our sinful bodies. The same sinful people overnight are now constantly 24 hours a day crying in deep repentance of their past activities and the tremendous mercy that has been shown on them. In fact, 2 lakh names they chanted every day for the rest of their lives, minimum. For the rest of the day would simply be chanting the holy name of the Lord. And in this way, they started telling that now Anant Dev will sing your glories with more enthusiasm. He can sing with more enthusiasm. He can sing with deep conviction because this is the proof that they have been delivered. In fact, even later, Madhai comes and approaches Lord Nityananda, and with tears of repentance in his eyes, he says, "My Lord," he glorifies Nityananda Prabhu in several ways. "Lord Shiva and Parvati eternally worship you. Lord Chitraketu Maharaj is always worshipping you. Kumaras are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from you. You are dear to the Lord more than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lakshmi Devi. He is so dear to you, this Nityananda. And we have beat him up. We have caused blood to come from his body. And therefore, he cries and cries in front of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda says, I am like your father. Sometimes the children are saying something and doing something against the father. Father doesn't take it seriously. I have excused all this. Forget it. Don't worry. I never took it seriously in the first place at all." But Madhai says, "That's all right, my Lord. That's all right. But you are seated in the heart of every living entity as a Paramatma, expansion of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And we have caused so much violence on so many living entities. In fact, we were so intoxicated, I don't even know what I did to whom. Innumerable number of them, practically the whole Navadvip. What do I do about that? Give me some solution for that." And Nityananda Prabhu said, All right. If you want to do that, then I'll give you a suggestion. Make wonderful facility on the banks of Mother Ganga. Because everyone from Navadvip invariably comes to Ganga to take bath for all other purposes. And therefore, they will anyway come and create a nice facility and serve them. Serve all the people who come and please them. Simultaneously, you will be serving everyone, creating a wonderful facility, and simultaneously, you will be rendering great service to Mother Ganga, who is an eternal servant of the Lord. Therefore, that will be the best thing. And even today, Madhair Ghat is actually very famous place where for the rest of his life Madhai would actually create such wonderful facility, and anyone who came he would personally bring all the pots and serve them and help them to bathe, washing their clothes, and whoever came, he would, with tears were flowing from his eyes, and constantly his mouth was chanting the holy name of the Lord. With his tears and with his holy name, he would fall at the feet of every person who came, irrespective of who he was, and beg forgiveness. "If at all I have hurt you, if at all I have hurt anyone else whom you know, please forgive me." When people saw the transformation of these two powerful personalities, they were simply amazed. And whole Navadvip started talking amongst themselves. "This Nimai Pandit is not an ordinary soul. He may be a great personality. He may be Lord Narayan. He may be some whatever he is. But he is superhuman. He is not ordinary." And therefore, everyone actually started appreciating the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu, understanding the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, served him as a first class servant. First class servant, even before he's told, he knows the heart of the master. So he served him in such a nice way. And secondly, the second function that Nityananda Prabhu did, as one lecture Prabhupada was mentioning, there is a first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan, Isham Ishavatarakan, Tat Prakashamstu Tat Shaktihi, Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, manifests in 6 different ways to assist every living entity in coming back to Him. Vande Gurun, as a form of Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is original Guru. Isha Bhaktan, all the devotees of the Lord, ultimately that potency is coming. And Nityananda Prabhupada mentions in one particular 1977 lecture, he says, he started the Nityananda Trayodashi lecture with saying that Nayamatma Balahinena Labhya. Bala means spiritual strength. If you have any spiritual strength to do devotional service or even to maintain it, it is coming from Nityananda Prabhu's mercy only. Na ayam atma balahinena labhya. Without that bala, you can't get. And that bala, ultimately, is also, I think Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning in one lecture, that Krishna gives you the sword of knowledge. Krishna dissipates ignorance through giving you the sword of knowledge. But to carry the sword of knowledge, the hilt, that is Nityananda Prabhu gives you. Balaram gives you the strength to actually cut. You have to cut the sword, cut the knot, right? To cut the knot, you need the sword of knowledge. But that, even to get that knowledge, namedasa na bahuna shrutena, ultimately that strength is coming from Lord Balaram. So, and there Prabhupada mentions, tat prakashamscha. Nityananda is prakash. Swayam prakash. Prakash has one meaning, is his expansion for assisting. Another meaning is to enlighten, or the, what is the exact word? Revealing. Nityananda Prabhu revealed the glory of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we could not have actually understood the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is our current knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biography and life? Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita, when he wanted to acquire Chaitanya Charitamrita and something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just couldn't get. And there were so many other things which were not bona fide. Then he says, actually, Chaitanya Bhagavat, or earlier it was Chaitanya Mangal by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, these are the two most prominent biographies of the Lord's life and teachings. And they were written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur. And who inspired them? Who gave them the strength? It was actually Nityananda Prabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, because he stood by, he had full faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are non-different. If one respects one and disrespects the other, their spiritual life is doomed. Immediately, they are fallen. There is the whole story, beautiful. Krishnadas Kaviraj hesitatingly mentions, he said, I should not be revealing my confidential heart, my feelings in my heart about Nityananda Prabhu, how he showed me mercy. But I have to speak, because if I don't speak, people will not know. So Nityananda Prabhu is inspiring me to somehow write it. I'm going to write it anyway. And then he says, actually in our house, regular Sankirtan would go on 24 hours. And one time, Nityananda Prabhu's very eternal close associate, Miniketan Ramdas, came to our home. And he was always in the mood, intoxicated like Nityananda. And he was carrying a flute and he was very joking, and he came over to the compound of our house. So many devotees were there. Everyone offered him respect. And Miniketan Ramdas, in his mood, sometimes he would climb on the shoulder of someone who offered obeisances. Just imagine, you offer vanchakalpa and somebody just jumps on you. I mean, that's Nityananda Ram's mood. So he jumps on. Sometimes he would slap that person as soon as he get a banchakalpa. Or jokingly. And sometimes you would just beat them with a flute. Very difficult to understand. Someone does this to you. Yeah, at that time we may not know. Those who stayed with Prabhupada, they didn't know he's going to be a powerful, you know, eternal associate. As just like a mountain, when you're too close, you don't realize. When they go a little farther, then everything else becomes small and the mountain stands. As time passes, some people feel, if you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right now in Mayapur. How is it that not everyone came and saw? Many didn't understand. Many didn't know. So can you just, you offer obeisance, somebody jumps on you, beats you, slaps you. But everyone understood. The eternal associate of Lord Nityananda. They respected. But there was my brother who had a person, Gunaradama Mishra. He was worshipping the deity. And Meenaketan Ramdas came, he did not properly respect him, thinking Nityananda to be an ordinary person. He neglected him. And therefore, I protested. I protested to my brother, why are you doing it? You should actually show him respect. Meenaketan Ramdas got angry, broke his flute and laughed and walked away. But then, like Ramchandra Khan, when he disrespected Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu loudly laughed, just walked away like that. Within 3 days, everything was finished. Why Nityananda Prabhu is very difficult? And anyway, coming back to the point, after that, the same night, in the dream, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was over 90 years old. He was sleeping. And in a vision, in a dream, he saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu coming. He offered his obeisances. Nityananda Prabhu lifted him. And he describes him. Such a beautiful description of Nityananda Prabhu's bodily features. And then he says, go to Vrindavan, all things will be achieved there. And he says, after that, I got the mercy of Sanatana Goswami. I got the mercy of Rupa Goswami. I got the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami. By which I got the mercy of Sarup Damodar Goswami. Even to get the mercy of Goswamis to understand Mahaprabhu, you need the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Even Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was inspired to write Chaitanya Bhagavat by the inspiration and the guidance and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So whatever we know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually because of the mercy. Prakashamscha. He has thrown light on the glory of Mahaprabhu. And through these pastimes of deliverance of Jaga and Madai, he glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's true greatness. So in this way, there are so many pastimes we can go on. But Nityananda Prabhu, one thing about him, why we have to discuss this is because sometimes Nityananda Prabhu, being an avdhut, he would act in very funny ways. Sometimes he would walk without clothes. Big, powerful man. Sometimes he would sit on the lap of Malini Devi and take milk. He's in that mood. It's very difficult to understand. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu was staying in the house of Shivas Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Shivas Thakur and said, Shivas, I want to tell you something. So who is this man you are keeping in your home? You don't know what his family background is, what is his dynasty, which clan, class he comes from. You are really over magnanimous in trying to keep him like that. You know, you may lose your jati by, you know, keeping all this person. You don't know who he is. Think twice before, you know. You are doing a great risk. And Shivas Thakur, it is Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions how Shivas Thakur replied. Ishad hasiya bole Shrivas Pandit.
आमारे परीक्षा प्रभु ए नहीं उचित.
स्माइलिंगली शिवास ठाकुर सेड, हसिया बोले शिवास पंडित, आमारे परीक्षा प्रभु माय लॉर्ड व्हाई आर यू ट्राइंग टू टेस्ट मी, ए ना हे उचित, दिस इज नॉट गुड, दिस इज नॉट फेयर ऑन योर पार्ट टू टेस्ट माय फेथ अबाउट नित्यानंद प्रभु. दिने को ये तुमा भजे से आमार प्राण, नित्यानंद तुमा देह मोहते प्रमाण. दिने को ये तुमा भजे, दिने को, इफ समवन वर्शिप्स यू इवन फॉर वन डे एंड नेक्स्ट डे ही फॉरगेट्स. दिने को ये तुमा भजे से आमार प्राण, श्रीवास ठाकुर सेड इवन फॉर वन डे समवन वर्शिप्स नित्यानंद प्रभु, वर्शिप्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु, सच ए पर्सन बिकम्स माय लाइफ एंड सोल. सो व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु हु इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम यू, ही इज एक्चुअली योर ओन सेल्फ, योर ओन एक्सपेंशन ऑफ योर ओन सेल्फ. मदिरा यवनी यदि नित्यानंद धरे, जाति प्राण धन यदि मोर नाश करे. He says, मदिरा, if I see नित्यानंद प्रभु holding a pot of liquor, if I see that he has married a low class girl, and if he has destroyed my jati, my life, my wealth, everything, nash kare, tathapi amar chitte nahiko anyatha, satya satya tomare kohinu ei katha. He said, even if he does anything, my respect and my worship of Nityananda Prabhu will not be even moved even a little bit. This is, I am speaking my heart to you, my Lord. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he became so overjoyed. He said, Srivas Thakur, you have really understood the essence. Nityanand is actually non-different from me. He is so close to my heart. I tell you, Srivas Thakur, even if one day Mother Lakshmi has to go and beg from door to door, you will never see poverty in your life. Mahaprabhu was so pleased and gave that blessing to Srivas Thakur. One time, a Brahmana classmate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who saw these activities, unusual activities of Nityananda Prabhu, approached Mahaprabhu in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, and he said, I am your servant, and I want to clarify, I want to reveal my heart to you. If you have accepted me as your servant, please hear my question. I said, yes. So he said, whole of Navadvip says that this Nityananda is a very renounced, is a sannyasi. But I see sometimes he's chewing betel nut with camphor and he has a reddish mouth. A sannyasi should never be attached to any gold, but he decorates himself so nicely with gold, silver and pearls. Every time he is so nicely decorated. And he should wear a kopin and a saffron cloth, but he is fine, gorgeous clothing. And generally the sannyasi should carry a danda, but he carries an iron stick in his hand. And actually, he mingles with all kinds of low class people. And his behavior is not at all according to scriptures. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this, he speaks from the scriptures and quotes Srimad Bhagavatam and tells very, very great personalities, they should not be criticized. Even apparently they act on platform which is beyond the rules and regulations that is meant for advancement. Traigunya Vishayave. As Krishna says in the Gita, Yada te moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tada ghantasi nirvedam shotavyasya shutasya. One who has transcended, one who has come on that platform of spontaneous love, or very, very highly advanced personalities, very powerful personalities, teji asam. Just like the sun may touch stool through the rays, but sun does not get contaminated, but rather the stool gets purified. Lord Shiva may drink poison, an ocean of poison, and still not get affected. If we drink even an ounce of water, ounce of a micron of cyanide, we will not remain alive to tell the taste. But Lord Shiva can do that and still survive. And then he quotes that how even laughing at the activities of such a personality creates great offense. And Mahaprabhu quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam how one time Krishna and Balaram were approached by Mother Devaki. When Devaki comes to know that Krishna and Balaram have gone to their guru Sandipani Muni's home and revived as a Dakshina, Guru Dakshina, their son who had died long back, Devaki says, even I want my 6 sons to come alive. Please do something. You know, I never had opportunity to show my affection to those children of mine. And you have the power, you are all-knowing, you are the Supreme Lord, please do it for me. Krishna and Balaram both go to Bali Maharaj in the Sutala Loka. Bali Maharaj offers wonderful prayers to Krishna and Balaram and offers wonderful worship and says, my life is perfected. He washes his feet and puts the water on his head, and his whole family said, now my life is perfected. Tell me, how can I serve you? And Krishna and Balaram tell, you see, my mother Devaki is wanting those 6 sons and they are in your abode. We want to take them. Actually, their story is they were the sons of Marichi, and one day they saw Lord Brahma running behind his daughter, and therefore they started laughing, and because of that they fell down from that position and were born in a demoniac family of Hiranyakashipu, and eventually they became the nephews of Kamsa and killed by Kamsa personally, and now they are there. Now if they come and drink the breast milk of Devaki, then they will be purified and re-established in their original position as great demigods. So please send them. And these 6 sons come, and Mother Devaki with great affection feeds them the milk from her own body. And because it is Mahaprasad, because Krishna has drunk the milk, and therefore they get the Mahaprasad of Lord Krishna and they get purified and they are re-established. After quoting that, Mahaprabhu tells this Brahmana, don't externally try to see Nityananda Prabhu's activities and get bewildered. And in this way, go and tell all the Navadvip Vasis. Again he repeats the same thing, that even if you go, jadapi Nityananda surabadi jaye, tathapi te janetaye Nityananda raye. Even if you see him in a liquor shop, you know for sure that he's gone there to deliver all the people there. So in this way, so these are the 2 functions. One is assisting the Lord and then revealing the Lord. And finally, what are his teachings? What is Nityananda Prabhu's heart? And what is Nityananda Prabhu? How to access Nityananda Prabhu's mercy in our lives? I was thinking, maybe somebody can add also. Srila Prabhupada, in one particular, Prabhupada mentions that Nityananda Prabhu represents 2 tattvas. The Prakasha Tattva, or expansion of the spiritual world, and also the Guru Tattva. Original, he is Adi Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru. And if at all, as it is said here, without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Radha Krishna Paitenai. If you really want to know, see, just let us just, for example, anyone who has access to Gaudiya Vaishnava literature and devotees in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, just check their understanding of Radha and Krishna and test anyone else's understanding of Radha Krishna. And immediately you will know what is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
the complete science of Krishna, the supermost understanding of Krishna's, if at all you read Mahaprabhu's discussion with Ramananda Rai, if you understand, you will faint. If you don't faint, you have not understood. This is a fact. This is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koroho Vichar, Vichar Kurile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koroho Vichar. Hare, think, if you have any intelligence, the only purpose of intelligence is to understand the glory of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vichar Kurile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. You will be amazed. You will faint. Yamaraj fainted. Now Yamaraj knows, who knows better than what is wrong, what is right? Complete science of what is right, what is wrong. What is sin, what is not sin. And he has seen the most sinful people. He won't faint for ordinary sinful people are delivered. He will not. Just like if you go to a billionaire and give him few more billions, he will not faint. Every day he sees so much money. Yamaraj knows really what is bad and what is good. And what is real deliverance? What is real relief? And what is the highest benediction? He is one of the Mahajans. When Yamaraj came to know about Mahaprabhu's mercy, about the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai, he actually fainted. This is also very important because he understood. Vichar korile chitte pave chamatkar. He was shocked. And he fell. Even Narada Muni, even Lord Shiva went mad. His damaru went one side, his clothes went one side. Narada Muni's veena went one side, his Brahman thread one side. At least we quote to understand what the glory is. We can't understand all this. But just that. So, to understand Radha and Krishna, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you can't understand. And if you want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, it is through Nityananda Prabhu. Bhaja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gaurangira Namre, Jejana Gauranga Bhaje, Shiha Maraprana. Ekbar dekhle chakhe jal, Gaur bole nitai den sakala samha. If we chant the glory of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the eternal master of Lord Nityananda, then Nityananda is happy. And if Nityananda becomes happy, he is mad. And he will just freely give. So, if you really want, only through mercy of Nityananda Prabhu did Raghunath Das Goswami get relief from his material existence and take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada writes in one purport, Nityananda Prabhu delivered one set of Jagai and Madai. But by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, their representative, bona fide representative, can deliver thousands of Jagais and Madhais. And it is a fact. We actually don't understand. For us, seeing foreigners chanting Hare Krishna, shaven headed, has become a common sight nowadays. Actually, it's become a common sight. In fact, every foreigner I see, I feel so, I think I can make him a devotee, you know, if I just tell him. I feel like that. But few years ago, before appearance of Prabhupada, or full manifestation of Prabhupada's mercy, people thought that Bharat Bhumite or Prithivite Ache means, Prithivi means Bharat. Mostly only Bengalis. Mulla ki daud masjid tak, bas. Prithivite Ache means Amar Prithvi, Amar Bangal. It's a fact. In many Gaudiya Mathas I have seen, only Bengalis come. Regular donors are only Bengalis. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, his empowered representatives can deliver thousands of Jagais and Madais. Actually, we don't know the power of transformation that is happening. For us, it is common sight. Now it has become by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, by the mercy of Prabhupada. Otherwise, we could have realized how difficult it is to convince a person that you are not the body or the soul. What to speak of Radha and Krishna and what to speak of Prema Vivarta or, you know, Madhurya Prem. Impossible. Impossible. You want to discuss this subject matter. It is like that ant walking on Chaitanya Charitamrita book. So, it is simply, how do we access Prabhupada's mercy? Actually, his mercy are his books. Actually are his books. His translation of this beautiful prayer, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra, so simple. It's amazing. This lecture, one recent lecture I was reading about the same thing, 1977, February 2nd, just about to give up his body. He was speaking to devotees who were in the movement for quite some time. Same thing he was saying, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra. So, material life is blazing hot. Just same thing. Sometimes we think that we have heard anything. Now we want Radha Krishna. Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangri Prabhu recently in Pune Yatra, they were speaking. Somebody asked, looks like in this lifetime it is very difficult what to speak of Anartha Nivritti. I mean, Bhava, Prema, when will it come? Will we ever reach, go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime? And so many things like that. And Jananivas Prabhu said, so, what is the problem? I said, we don't worry about Bhava Prema. That comes by Vrajavasis, their mercy. That's their gift. You just do your part, what you have been told. Just do what it is. Prabhupada writes, if you are interested, I would like you to recommend you to read Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, 34th verse, and the purport to it. Prabhupada writes, we are all under the 32-35, if you read the purport, consecutive purports, 1-3-30-32-35. Prabhupada writes in 34 purport, he says, the same material energy which is now binding us, Mahamaya, will transform into Yogamaya and spiritual energy simply by two switches have to be put on. There are only two switches within the heart. Sarvasachaham hridisanni vishtu mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. If you want to forget Krishna, he will put the forgetful button on and put down the memory and the remembrance button off. It's like two. You know, like main switches off. But if you pray to Nitya, Ekbar dekhle chokhe jal, if Krishna sees that there is one little drop of water, a tear in the eyes, not again I say, not simply that tomorrow we practice, start crying in front of Nityananda, from the heart, then he puts off the forgetful button and puts on the memory and remembrance button. And this happens, the button is not in your hands. It is in Krishna's hands. You have to tell him, Krishna, please put off this forgetful button of Mahamaya and start the Yogamaya button of memory and remembrance. So how do you tell Krishna? Our action speaks louder than our words. And Prabhupada writes, what are the two things which will actually transform Mahamaya into Yogamaya? A Maya that binds us, stops us from achieving Krishna, seeing Krishna. Two, the same energy will facilitate us to see Krishna 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for the rest of our life. He says, the same Mahamaya which was binding us will become Yogamaya and facilitate in terms of repentance and penance on the part of the conditioned soul. And Jagai and Madai are proof of that. Even though they were delivered, even though they became pure devotees, lover of God, still deep repentance of their past life. What would have been our condition had you not intervened, my Lord? What would have been our destination had you not intervened? And penance. Penance means not to do the same thing again. Puna puna charvita charvanana. That means we are ungrateful. We actually don't understand the glory. We don't understand the intervention. We have no appreciation for the intervention. If we again go back, kunjara shauchavat, like an elephant bathing again and rolling in the dust. And what is the penance? As Prabhupada writes, the repentance is chanting the 16 rounds, and the penance is 4 regulative principles. See, Prabhupada reduced it to such a simple. Chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles. No more nonsense. Again, same old thing. Don't do it. And what will protect you? You have no strength to, again you will go back. But the only strength to remain pure is helplessly and gratefully, and as far as possible, attentively, sincerely and eagerly, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So then, we can access Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So it's not something very, very esoteric that, you know, we look at Nityananda Prabhu and a light will come and enter our heart and effulgence will come. Nothing like that. It's very simple. We just have to pray to Nityananda Prabhu, please give us the strength, give us good intelligence to appreciate what we have been given, to appreciate what would have been our condition if the intervention had not come, and give us the strength to continue on this path without deviation, without distraction. There will be temptations. Sahi Pashu Bada Duracha. Pashu, there are two kinds of Pashus, Prabhupada explains. Pashu means dog. We will become Maya's dog if you don't become Krishna's dog. Dog we are. We have to accept that. Faithful and loyal. But to whom? To Maya or to Krishna? We want to become Nitai's dog. And Nitai's dog is trained to do only one thing. Gaura, Gaura. Just chant Gaura. Hare Krishna. So, I don't know. I don't understand all these things. But intellectually something adjusting and speaking in a nice way so that, you know, point by point I can present. I hope one day we will appreciate Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Okay. There is a very important announcement. There will be no Sunday feast program on the coming Sunday on account of renovation. Srimad Bhagavatam class will be there. Where? In the temple premises. Come and find out yourself where it will be. But Sunday feast will not be there. And we will inform about consequent the later Sunday feast we will inform. इस बार का संडे प्रोग्राम जो है संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम मंदिर में नहीं रहेगा क्योंकि मंदिर का रिनोवेशन होने वाला है. सुबह भागवतम क्लास रहेगा मंदिर में ही. कहां आप आके पता कीजिए और अगले संडे से हम आपको बता देंगे कि संडे फीस्ट कहां होगा, कब होगा, कैसे होगा. श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की, श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की, श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की, शील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.